Good morning. Good morning, my anchor friends. This is Ronessa coming to you again on a Wednesday. Hump day, hump day, hump day. And today I wanted to let each and every one of you know that it is almost over. I don't know what your it is, but I've been waking up and feeling much better, and the weather and everything is starting to change. Not that the weather was bad before. It's just that the atmosphere, you know, people who want to be able to get out in the weather are able to get out in the elements, and people who just needed a change in the atmosphere is finally beginning to get their change. And I was just thinking that it is almost over. But because it is almost over, and not but, however, since it is almost over, what did you learn from the storm? See, when it rains and you get caught out there in the rain without an umbrella, after that continues to happen and you mess up a good pair of shoes that you shouldn't have worn on a rainy day, or your hair gets messed up because you did not know it was going to rain, after that continues to happen, what do you learn? Or do you just keep having those days? See, there's a reason why seasons change. There's a reason why things happen in people's life. And a lot of it is all teaching opportunities, learning opportunities, and mental opportunities for us to tighten up on our skills, our coping mechanisms. So if it continues to rain sporadically, you know, it doesn't rain every day, but if you notice that you are so about your business that you don't even recognize or realize that tomorrow is going to be like a snow blizzard. It's not. I'm using that as an example. And you laid out a sweatsuit with your brand new white sneakers, and you go out there, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it snows, and then you're caught out there. And now you have to scramble to think, what can you do to change that situation so that you don't, one, mess up your sneakers, or two, catch a cold, or, you know, so many things that happen when we don't keep an eye on the things that's going around us. And I mean, simple things just like the weather. It could be a very, very hot day and you had on too many clothes and now you're uncomfortable. It could be do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm using weather as an example, but however, I think we need to be so in tune with what's going on around us, not just what pleases us, and not just what we got set up to do and set up going on in our world, but all around us, because you will get yourself caught out there. And not only just caught out there where you got the wrong attire on, you could be caught up in a situation where you got the wrong mentality on. You know, that's what they say, shield your heart and your mind. Or this, people, all of this stuff is real. Every time I get in a situation, I can almost back it all the way up to that cross in the road where I could have went left or I could have went right, and I just kept on, you know, just not paying attention. A lot of things that happen in our lives when we get ourselves caught up in pickles happen because we were not paying attention, or we were so caught up in our own self or in what we are doing and how everyone is praising and applauding us that we forget to check the weather, you know, because it's them little things. You might think, oh, it's the weather, whatever the weather is, I'm just going to handle it. That may be true. You may be resilient like that. Or you may have on your brand new white sneakers and you step out there and then be a snow blizzard at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you don't get off work till 4. You understand? Just be mindful
of things going on around you. Be mindful of your behavior. Be mindful of people's responses. And I'm not saying be paranoid. I'm just saying listen to what people are saying, because people are telling the truth. They're telling their truth. You might not want to believe it, just like you don't want to believe that, you know, it's going to be when it was cold or when it was hot or when the weather wasn't the way you particularly wanted it to be. Okay, it didn't stop the weather from being like that, right? And that's the same way it is with people. We cannot stop people the way they feel. We can kind of coerce people or help them to understand what we like or what we don't like or what we want and what we don't want. But at the end of the day, we have to be so clear and direct with folks, because people have their mind set up just as well as you have your mind set up. And that's what's happening in our community. That's the breakdown of families. That's the breakdown of relationships. Non-communication. Because if you knew it was going to snow, you wouldn't have put those white sneakers on. Like if you knew eventually a situation would turn disarray, if you knew that, if you could say to your friend, oh, I knew this wasn't going to work, or oh, I knew ABC, I knew this person wasn't ready for me. Okay, if you knew that, the moment you knew that, you should have been mentally preparing not only that person, but yourself for a change. And that doesn't mean leaving them. That just means changing the situation so it doesn't get ugly. I hope that I helped someone today. I'm always helping myself. Believe me, every message, every thought that I give to you, I ate it first. I considered it first. And I think truth has been my serum lately. And I mean, it's so empowering. It's so freeing. When you tell somebody your truth, you know, truth stands. Truth to power, Al Sharpton says. Truth to power. That's the truth. When you tell the truth, you got all the power. When you tell the truth, you have all the power, because everything around you got to either understand, get with it, or lay down, bow down, and let you keep moving. Don't let nobody bind you up with their lies and their misconceptions of how they think you should treat them or how you should be. Be free. Be you. Be honest, though. Don't lead people down that snowstorm. And they got them white skips on because they're not going to be happy. Would you blame them? All right, people. Peace. Have peace today. Today is going to be a wonderful day. People being honored. People are, Bible studies at a lot of places. Like, you know, people are just finding great things, great opportunities to be a part of. So you do that. You find something great to be a part of. So at the end of the day, you can feel accomplished, like you've done something. You've accomplished something. This is Ro Nessa signing off. I hope you have a pleasant, pleasant day at anchor.fm. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.